Ashley, I just made you the host. Are you all set?
Hold on.
Sally, you might shut that thing off in
okay.
A second. Thanks.
How's it? You're out of whack tonight.
I know, me too. I don't know if stop the board.
Oh, you can see us. I can't see. I think that we're live, Scott.
I can hear you. I think, I don't know if you're live, but I can hear you. This
okay.
is Karen.
Okay.
Can you see me?
I can't see anything.
Okay. Your video is off. Because I see us here. You still can't see us, Karen?
No, I have it as the video's off. Let me see if I can turn your video on.
Okay, because our video at my end, it's on.
Okay. See, and I have all of you guys off. Let me turn my video on. Maybe that will work. It says unable because the host has stopped it.
Do I need to do something?
I don't know. Oh, now I can see.
You can see me because I just put it on mine, but there's still no video for BHCSD.
Right. Who is that?
That's
is that
our MX200.
Can you click on something? Can you click on them in the participants? You know what I mean?
Yep, I see the three dots, but it's just mute, rename, remove, put on hold.
There's no picture of a camera with a line through it?
No. And when I go to that on here, it says your video is off.
You know what I think I'll do? If everyone can hear me, I think I'll just do this. Karen?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'll just talk through it at least so then we have it.
Okay.
That works, Sally, for any recording you need.
Karen, you and I can email and try to troubleshoot the video, okay?
Okay.
For the next.
Because we need it for the Board of Ed.
Right.
So good evening, everybody. Those of you who can hear me. Welcome to our district-wide school safety plan annual meeting. This meeting is being held for the 2020-2021 school year. It is my role to share with you some highlights of our district-wide school safety plan. And this plan includes the guidelines, risk reduction, prevention, and intervention, response to safety and emergencies, recovery from emergencies, and of course, other information in the back. The district-wide school safety plan can be found on the district's website once it is approved by the Board of Education. The plan remains the same as in past years. And the, with the exception of a section this year called Emergency Operations, Safety and Security, Pandemic, Hazard, and Threat Specific Annex. This year, we did work with the Jefferson Lewis BOCES to, who helped provide some of the information for the emergency operations during a pandemic. And these different sections of the plan include the public health authorities identifying characteristics and challenges unique to a pandemic, what happens before a pandemic event, what happens during a pandemic event, and after a pandemic event. So many of the bullets as part of the plan that I'm going to read, you will pick up on that our school district has done a wonderful job of meeting a lot of these, or all of these, district-wide school safety plan points. So before a pandemic, we develop policies and procedures for the prevention, preventative measures for all staff. We build team relationships. We identify and supply rooms for potential quarantine of exposed individuals. Maintain supply of personal protective gear. Stage disinfectant stations and locations throughout the building. Those and many other bullets as part of the before pandemic were completed during the summer this past school year. Other things we did during the summer, of course, were the stickers on the floor for social distancing, the cleaning and disinfecting. We created new schedules for students, new schedules for cleaning. Our cleaning crew has been put on different schedules to help deal with the pandemic at hand. During the pandemic, we confirmed positive identification of some symptomatic concerns. We've coordinated and continue to coordinate with local medical and health professionals. We follow all protocols from local public health and other agencies, and we make appropriate announcements to school community and parents and guardians. Many of these announcements, as you know, are being done through a new feature and system that we are utilizing called Parent Square, and of course on our district website. And the other part, the other portion, and last portion of the district-wide school safety plan that has changed from last year is the after pandemic. So after the pandemic's over, we monitor emergency management notices and alerts, evaluate exposed facilities. For this school year 2020 to 2021. Thank you.
We had 10 viewers? Holy cow.
She's a character, that one.
So now I can mute again. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mute entry is on. That was where, how do we get to do that?
We can hear and we still can't see. Let me text Eric.
Okay. So we're unmuted, but we just don't have any picture.
Right. Can you click on, let me see if I can.
Nope.
I can mute, but I can't undo the camera.
Yeah.
Where's the host?
Click on sound. When they
what's that?
Our sound is on when they come out.
Okay.
It's just for trying to figure out the.
Okay.
Eric's not sure why it's not working.
We just don't have video. I mean, I can put this in the middle of the room if they want me to. And we can have video that way.
Can they see most of them from there? Is it about the same?
If I can get it up like this.
Yeah, I mean, I can see most people. I mean, I can see the labels.
Okay. I just don't know how to.
Some books?
Yeah. Like a little thin book. I can see JW, Adam, Tony.
Can't
see JW now. Okay. Like written in the chat. Karen, how's that?
Yes, I can't see the person, whoever's all the way to the left.
That's okay, it's just me.
It's Roger.
Which I don't think you can usually see Roger anyway.
Okay, so you're not going to see anyone over here.
Yeah, like where you're standing.
Can you hear us okay, Karen?
Yes. The sound is
okay. Okay. This is, I think this will be the best we can probably do.
I don't think we can hold that.
I'm not going to be able to see my computer screen, Karen.
Yes. I'm sorry. No. Can you sign him up?
He wants to go. Okay.
And then we'll sign him up.
Okay. Should we be talking to the delegate then?
Is that okay with you, Adam? Be delegate for NISBA. No, Steve, get there.
Sure.
Okay. And then we want to have a call.
Is that okay?
Yes. You got it
up?
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay. That's our fault. You didn't reply. He texted me too, before I didn't.
Thank you.
So we're going to use my computer for the video and then the MX200 for the audio. For whatever reason, we've tried rebooting this and it's still not getting the video. So you're seeing mine right now. But they can hear us. So whenever you guys are ready to begin, then we can begin. Just so you know.
So we're being visually recorded.
Yes. So it's just if something happens to the computer screen, just tell me because I won't be able to see it.
Please, I'll be able to see
this.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Well, if our administrative staff is ready, we will proceed accordingly. Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have declared intermission, and we'd like to resume our meeting, or our open meeting, now at 7:03 p.m. Mr. Gerke and Mr. Bartlett have been excused. And I'll entertain a motion to accept the agenda. I'd like to duly note, we have two hand-carried resolutions. Number 14, participation in track club for a particular student. And number 15, which will be designating a delegate for the NISBA convention. NISBA convention has to be done virtually. We need to designate a delegate. I'll entertain a motion to accept the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Kristen, second by Roger. Is there any discussion?
So you.
I can take care of that.
Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Kristen, you have a pen. That's interesting discussion. Anything else? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried, 5-0. We have no presentation, so we will jump into calendar events. Any additions, corrections, or questions? Sally, you're shaking your head no. Let the board review it, and we'll move along. Community caring update?
Yes. We have, one second here. Unfortunately, I need to pass along the notification that former cleaner Ricky Sidman has passed away. Ricky retired from Belleville Henderson in 2015. He was a great guy.
Yeah, that caught me off guard.
Yeah.
He was always very happy and pleasant.
Yes. Yep. And on a much happier note, we have two births to announce. Jessica Winters gave birth to a daughter, Crew Sarah Winters. And also Melanie Berry gave birth to her son, Gary Trey Berry.
So our thoughts and condolences to Ricky Sidman's family, and congratulations are ordered to the Winters family and the Berry family. Move along to the consent agenda. I'd like to entertain a motion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give that to Kristen, second by Adam. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion is carried 5-0. Approved senior cleaner, James Whitney.
Move it.
Moved by Roger.
Second.
Seconded by Anthony. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried 5-0. Accept retirement of Sally Clyborg.
Move it.
Second.
Moved by Roger. Seconded by Adam. Any discussion? Thank Sally for her many years of service and wish her well in retirement. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried 5-0. Approving mentor, Karen Scoble.
Move it.
Second.
Moved by Roger. Seconded by Anthony. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried 5-0. Substitute support staff, Myrna Knox.
Move it.
Moved by Kristen. Seconded by Mr. Story.
Yep. Myrna lives in our district, and she has been a substitute teacher aide in the Watertown School District for the past 2.5 years. And her references came back as very positive. She's very diligent and hardworking. So she is applying for a substitute teacher aide position.
Excellent. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried 5-0. Great. Please give me one moment.
Yeah. We want to create the position.
We do want to create it.
We do want to.
We will proceed accordingly with resolution number 6, create position cleaner number 2.
Second.
Moved by Kristen, seconded by Adam. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried 5-0. I'm not going to entertain a motion at this time for resolution number 7. I'd like to leave it on the table for the next meeting. We are not prepared to sign this agreement yet, okay? So if we don't have the table or anything, I think if we leave it on the table, it'll come back at the next meeting.
Do we have to vote to table it?
Sure.
We can.
We'll entertain a motion to vote to table resolution number 7. It's by Adam for our next meeting, is that fair?
Yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
Tony, any discussion? This is just on tabling resolution number seven. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carried five zero. Thanks, Sally, for that. Okay, the next handful of resolutions, eight through 11, we do every year. If I'm correct in saying that it's because they're going to teach a period out of said contract. So instead of teaching six periods a day, they're going to teach seven or maybe six and a half.
Correct.
So, and we commend our faculty for continuing to do so. Bart Bibbins with the first one.
Move it.
Moved by Kristen, is there a second?
Second.
Adam, any discussion? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carried five zero. Tom Rapp.
Move it.
Moved by Anthony, seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carried five zero. Matthew Solari.
Move it.
Roger.
Second.
Anthony, any discussion? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carried five zero. Heather Streeter.
Move it.
Second.
Roger. Kristen, any discussion? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carried five zero. Approve the Belville Henderson district-wide safety plan that Ashley, Scott, and Sally just presented.
Move it.
Second.
Moved by Kristen, seconded by Roger. Any discussion? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carried five zero. Adopt policy. This is the second and final reading from our last meeting. We will now act on it and adopt. I'll entertain a motion.
Yep.
Anthony?
Yep.
Second.
Seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carried five zero. Step over to hand carries. As approved. Resolution number four, going to allow Joseph Kanzner participate in our CREP club.
Move it.
Second.
Moved by Roger, seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carried five zero. Be it resolved, the Board of Education, this is resolution number 15, be it resolved, the Board of Education appoints Adam James Minor as the voting delegate for the annual 2020 New York State School Boards Association Convention, which will take place virtually at the end of the month, or end of October. Is there a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Kristen, with the motion, and Tony with the second. Any discussion? His reference just came back, he's checked out, so.
No, name is James.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carried five zero. Had to be thorough on that one. Okay. For the board's review, we have some BOSU's minutes attached, our curriculum council minutes, our safety committee meeting minutes. I did enjoy the PowerPoint packet that's in here of your last faculty meeting. I thought that was good, so I like seeing that. Okay, so with that said, looks like we're jumping to Ashley's report, if you are prepared.
There's a paper at your table that says administrative report at the top. That's my report. So.
One through four.
So the first is intramurals. They started last Thursday for cohort B students. So they had on Thursday and Friday, they had 14 boys participate in grade 7 through 12, and they had 14 girls participate in grade 7 through 12. Today and tomorrow are for cohort A students. The boys had 14 and the girls 7 through 12 had 6. Intramurals is from 3 to 4:30 unless the coach has something else planned. And the coaches for intramurals are Coach Maloney, Coach Vaughn, and Coach Fusilli for the boys. And the girls are Coach Costello, Coach Siegel, Coach McGrath, and Coach Brady. Hotspots. Parents who requested hotspots were emailed on Tuesday, September 22nd. Parents were asked to come in and sign the hotspot paperwork or request to be sent home with their child where they could then sign it and return it back to us and we would send the hotspot home. 20 students' families requested hotspots. There are currently 9 hotspots in the main office waiting to be picked up. Families will be contacted again this week to come and pick up these hotspots that are in there. For families that had multiple children, we do have the capability to deploy another hotspot to the household if they need it. And in some cases, we are finding that they do need another hotspot, but we have more to be able to provide them with that. Student email. Students in grades 6 through 12 were given student email directions on Friday, September 18th, 2020, if they were in cohort B, and Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020, if they were in cohort A. That was a mistake in my paper. Students in cohort D had directions and login information emailed to their parents on Thursday, September 24th. All students have access to their email accounts, and there have been a few students who have reached out with problems logging in. I've walked the student or the parent through that, and it was just they were adding at bhpanthers.org, and they just needed their first name and their last initial. Parent Square continues to be an excellent way to push out communication to our families. Our parents are able to easily send administrators and teachers questions if they need clarified. We are still adding parents to this per their request, or even the teachers are finding when they're going in that maybe there's only one parent assigned, so they reach out and ask, do you want another parent assigned? And it's been very easy for us to fix it at the school tool end, and then the following day I can link that to Parent Square and push out the invite to the parent. Last week, 5 teachers used Parent Square to communicate with their families, and they generated 8 posts. And then last Wednesday, I met with pre-K to 2 teachers, and for about an hour, we went over Parent Square. I showed them how to create a post. They made a post with a group for their families. And I've also been meeting with some other teachers when they have planning periods to help them with some Parent Square understanding. But I think the more comfortable people become with Parent Square, then you'll see teachers using it more frequently. So it's been a very, I think, good part of this.
Excellent. Questions for Ashley's report?
What happens if a parent forgets to fill out that paper on Parent Square on a Monday?
The questionnaire, right? The student questionnaire for the COVID?
Yeah, like I totally forgot until you just mentioned it.
So you could go and do it tonight because we don't have an end time on Mondays for that. We would really encourage you to try to do it Mondays, but if you happen to forget, hopefully Tuesday's a better day and you can at least submit it Tuesday.
The important part is that you're checking your children's temperatures.
Yes.
Yes.
Any other questions for Ashley's report? Mr. McGovney's on second.
Okay. Start with just a quick update on how some of the cleaning and on some of our cleaning procedures are working out with our maintenance and transportation staff. So as we talked about before, some of our maintenance crew are on some revised schedules, as well as like bringing out a few substitutes to help clean high touch areas throughout the day. So far that's been going really well. They continue to clean doorknobs and anything else that is contacted frequently at 10 and 1 o'clock each day. So far, that's working really well for us. Our teacher aides have been assisting the maintenance department with the cleaning of the sneeze guards and their desks in the classrooms. So what this has done is, since we have shifted some of the hours, that's kind of freed our night crew. We're still on a little bit later to be able to focus more on some of the extra cleaning on some of the larger areas and making sure they get everything disinfected every single night. So far, they're all working really well together. They're keeping everything logged for Dave to review. And right now, everyone seems to be working very well. Staff are still currently doing a deep clean on Wednesdays in between cohorts to make sure that we're fully prepared for cohort B at the end of the week. And our transportation staff are cleaning and disinfecting the buses in between runs and doing a deep clean of the buses on Wednesdays to prepare for cohort B at the end of the week. Okay. Any questions on that? All right, so I'm going to go back into just another some information that I got from Quest Arbosis at a workshop last week. And it's really about the current financial condition of New York State and its impact on state aid. And I have some numbers at the end to kind of show exactly what's happened to us so far. So on August 13th, New York State Division of Budget released the first quarterly update on the state budget financial plan, which I referenced before. But it reflects the following declines in comparison to the executive budget financial plan for 2021. So what that is, what the state is showing right now is $14.5 billion general fund revenue declined, 15.3% of all funds, all tax receipts are in decline. And overall, the state is estimating a total loss of $62 billion through fiscal year 2024 as a result of COVID-19. So the updated financial plan includes $8.2 billion in recurring local aid reductions to offset the revenue loss. So some of the ways that the state has looked to, I guess, offset some of those losses is temporary withholding 20% of aid payments to localities. These temporary withholdings may become permanent if unrestricted federal funds are not received in a timely manner. And the Department of Budget plans to provide a detailed aid to localities reduction plan toward the end of the second quarter, which is the end of this month, and we still haven't seen anything yet. So
I thought you said last meeting that was coming by the end of this month.
Yep. So according to what they put out, they said they would have it by the end of the month, but we haven't
seen it yet. Maybe next month.
I don't have anything to report on exactly what that report is at this time, but
maybe we still got a couple days before it's the end of the month.
Yeah. But for us right now, in terms of some of the aid that we're receiving, we did receive our September lottery and TRS payments in full. So that was $112,142. So that includes the money that goes right to TRS, which is about $93,000 for the first payment. Currently, though, we still have not received $155,103 from New York State. From aid from the 1920 school year, and that includes some of our BOCES aid as well. BOCES can't give us the money until the state gives them the money. And just a quick update on how tax collection is going right now. So far, pretty much at the end of September, we've collected 45.26% of tax receipts so far, which is right on par with last year. And just a reminder for anybody that hasn't filed their taxes yet, interest will be charged on the taxes if they're not postmarked by this Wednesday, September 30th.
Okay.
Okay.
The water bill just came the other day, so
Any questions? Excellent report, Steve. I appreciate you keeping up to date on the current financial situation. Repetitive, it's good for us to know what we're up against.
I like so.
Any other questions for Steve? Okay, jump on over to Mr. Price.
The first section talks a little bit about attendance procedures. This took a little bit of ironing out through the school tool system. I think at the last meeting I talked about Stephanie Gillette working with our guidance department to clean up the system. So that
school tool
took place. Yep, good school tool. That took place, and we have met with teachers again and talked about the attendance and how attendance should look. The goal is, one main goal, I believe, to be when our students are learning remotely, virtually on the computer, that we don't lose them in the world like we did some in the spring. So the goal is by them attending and signing into each period, which you'll see in the document here, the goal is that they are then at home doing something and working towards their academics. Transportation is been wonderful. We are down to probably 8 to 10 minutes of unloading the buses in the morning. So we begin about 7:43. Our teachers are on duty at 7:45, so that kind of gives us a couple minutes to get kids in and to their rooms. And again, we basically empty 7 buses and kids coming in, the student drivers. Temperature taking and everything within 10 minutes, 10 to,
mm-hmm.
10 to 12 by the time they actually get through and done. So certainly they are in their classrooms by 8 o'clock. And that includes elementary. At dismissal has been great too. For the most part, I am out there at parent pickup area in case there are any glitches, anybody, a parent send somebody who's not on the approval list. I'm out there. If there's a question, somebody can ask me. Today, I think we begin about 2:40 to load the students into individual vehicles, and today I think we're done by 2:50. We certainly are done by 3 o'clock each day. Most of the time it's about 2:50 to 2:55, depending on which day of the week it is. So that's been great as well. Very smooth. That's a report on transportation. The master schedule is pretty much done. We have increased instructional time for our K-6 students. We felt that if students are only in person 2 days a week, let's do our very best to increase their instructional time. So in the past, students on a 6 day cycle had art twice on a 6 day cycle, music twice, library at least once, if not twice, on a 6 day cycle. We've backed that off so that if a student comes on Monday, Tuesday, they're cohort A, they would have library or art or music every 2 weeks. So it's kind of on a rotation basis. So if a student on Monday has library, they won't have library again for 2 weeks. The same with art and the same with music. We have worked it into the schedule so that each kindergarten through sixth grade class has physical education once every week. So if I'm a student on Monday, Tuesday, I might have it on Monday. I'll have it again the next Monday. I'll have it again the next Monday and again the next Monday. The same is true at the high school level, grades 7 through 12. And each of those specials are 40 minutes in length. And most electives are held on Wednesdays, which includes driver's education, art, music, and science labs.
We are offering driver's education?
We are, yes. The state came through with a... it was kind of an agreement type thing. We can offer class. We cannot offer road, or we do, aren't offering road. So the state has offered that you can offer class, and if your district provides the parents with guidance on road, how to guide their child in road, then the parent is allowed to sign off that the student has done the road hours. So the combination of the class that we're offering virtually with the parents signing off gives the students a driver's education. Yep. That was like the first week of school, I think.
Yeah, that came through very in the 11th hour.
Yeah.
Unexpected.
Yeah, yeah. Very unexpected. Yeah. A couple of things that aren't on here. Lunch is going very well. What has been a difficult task, serving every student is served within an hour. That's the easy part. The hard part is covering classes with aid monitors, other teachers, etc., so that the teachers can also eat lunch. So imagine 14 kindergarten through sixth grade teachers, and then every high school teacher who needs to eat lunch, and then finding the monitors who are going to be in the classrooms watching the kids eat lunch. So that's been the difficult juggle, but the actual lunch has been a pretty smooth transition as I see it. And one last thing, lockers for grades 7 through 12 are ready to be rolled out. The plan is for Thursday, when students come, cohort B will receive their locker number and combination. They are spaced apart as best we can. Obviously, they'll have to have masks on. And I believe we have intertwined grade levels so that it will help on the possible congregation of students. Most of the time, an eighth grader might not congregate with a 12th grader. But they would with other eighth graders. So we attempted to intermingle them at best to help with the congregation. Grades 3 through 6 will normally receive outside hallway lockers. Those teachers have requested that we hold off on that. They said that everything's going well the way it is. It's not that cold. Even if they have coats, they can put them on the back of the chairs. So it's going pretty well for lockers. Without lockers in grades 3 through 6, so why shake the apple cart yet? So that's what we've we've done with those teachers. I heard that request, and I agree with that. But when the time comes that we do need lockers, I think the plan is to strictly have coats and boots in lockers, winter clothing for 3 through 6, and still everything else would be. So there is no need to go to a locker in between elementary classes. That's everything.
Any questions for Scott's report?
Nice job. Just dropped the kid off this morning. Glad that she was with me so she could tell me how to get where I had to go. 5-year-old, so.
Yes.
You want to be proud of it. It's only the third week of school.
No, she told me where to go, follow the arrows and everything, so.
I wasn't even that late this morning or this afternoon, and there
was
no line.
You were pretty late because I saw you, remember?
So you're late as well, or?
No, I met you going into Belleville. I was going out of
Yeah, it's going well, the transportation, and kudos to Phil, obviously, for the organization of it. But, you know, we've aligned, you know, before pandemic type stuff, before school started, the reopening plan with the arrows and the stickers and lining up the appropriate staff for calling kids out and all that. It's, any bumps that may have been have certainly been ironed out.
Is the monitor thing for the lunch just because we don't have enough of them?
Well, basically, if you picture 150 students in the cafeteria, now they're all placed in, divided by 12, let's go 15, 10.
Yeah.
Now you need 10 monitors versus 4 in the cafeteria.
Is that anything where we could bring some in for just a couple hours to cover lunch or something rather than a full work day?
If you remember, I think I can use her name, Denise Wainwright. So we do have a replacement for Denise who is doing that as well.
Gotcha.
And I think we've got it. But thank you for asking. It's crossed my mind for the 2 or 3 hours.
Trying to get
but,
a job.
I was wondering,
yep.
I didn't know if it was an issue over short subs or something like that. I think she's okay at home without kids for a couple days a
week. But thanks for asking. I think you're good.
And I did hear you guys moved a bunch of kids around, right, for A to B cohort.
We did. B was very heavy. And again, it's all matched up with siblings and all that. And, we have 2 new students coming within the next couple of days. At grade levels that are busting at the seams. So we are still...
Move them up a grade.
It just takes a little creativity and work, but rest assured, the safety and health is still at the forefront, and the desks remain 6 feet apart no matter what, and we just figure everything out from there. So, yep. So yes, we did, and I should add, not only have the teachers been wonderful for patience, understanding. Again, I talked about the lunch thing, but the parents have too. What a great community that, you know, I call, I express some things, I share some things, and the willingness has just been unbelievable, so.
Awesome, good.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear things are smooth as they can be, and so, hey, we're a month in already, so. Time goes by quick. So keep up the good work, everyone. Change report.
Okay, so we'll need an executive session very brief after this. Wanted to brief the board on immunizations. Children have 14 days to get their immunizations in place, or parents do for their children. And at this point in time, we're beyond that, and we have a number of students that do not have all their immunizations. And there was a statement issued by the Department of Health, which basically I'm going to read it because it's real important that everyone hear the specifics. At this time, the New York State Department of Health is not issuing exceptions for immunizations because of COVID-19. The department's stance continues to be that students missing vaccinations or vaccine doses for any reason must comply with the public health law section 2164 requirements. Children entering or attending schools in New York State, including distance learning, must comply with said requirements. At this point in time, we have to exclude any student that does not have their immunizations. We have no choice, even if they are on remote learning. So I wanted the board to know that, and that's coming directly from the Department of Health. We've discussed it here at the superintendent's table, and everyone is following that direction because it comes right from the top, and we don't have any leeway. So I wanted to make sure the board understood that. On another note, we've had some discussions about the importance of communication, and attached to my report tonight is a press release of a communication regarding the grant that the DARE grant that we talked about at the last board meeting. It's ready to go out to the press. When it's published, it'll be put on our website. It will also go to NISBA as a press release talking about Belleville Henderson. It's going to be modified. Didn't talk about the fact that we have the oldest, most continuously operating ag program in the country, but that will be added to that press release. And we're in the process of creating a Facebook page where that will be posted, along with a Twitter account and an Instagram account. So all those things are coming. And so, you know, we will be doing more. The public will see more about Belleville Henderson, all the great things that we're doing here. We'll also be taking a look at the website to see if there's any way that we can improve that. Wanted the board to know about that. And then another service that we currently have access to this year for no cost is the Pivot Employee Relations Employee Assistance Service. And that service is very popular among school districts. It's a lot of districts have participated in that service. And during these times when people are experiencing difficulties, especially during COVID, this service is something that will give any of our staff an opportunity to just be able to reach out and get some support. So I wanted the board to be aware of that and the handout that I gave to you tonight. That concludes my report.
Questions for Superintendent Collins' report? Any questions in particular to report? Go ahead.
Just missing an add on bond.
Oh, sorry. I will definitely take care of that.
You can take my hand off.
What's good?
So, even remote learning students have to have the vaccination, right?
Yes.
I heard you say it twice, but
yes,
just to be clear.
That's correct.
Yep.
I'm not saying names. Do we have any students that are not in compliance right now with us, or?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, executive session.
Yes, we do. Yep.
Read that right.
The executive session was for a legal matter.
Legal matter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I imagine, you know, I'm sure there are students and families that, first of all, this was just released last week, right?
Correct.
And so they are given the 14 days.
Well, the 14 days for the beginning of school.
Yeah, so 14 days are over.
Yeah.
And we still have students, so we have to address that.
Yeah.
But this is from Albany, not from Belleville Henderson.
That's correct. It's the New York State Department of Health, not even the New York State Education Department. You go back in time, last summer there was struggle between the State Education Department and the Department of Health. And the governor said, anything to do with health, you have to follow the Department of Health, not State Education Department. So we have no leeway on that.
Any other questions, particular Jane's report? How about generic questions? I know Tony called me with a couple of things today that I'd like to bring up right now, if we could. That's okay.
Well, I think I got one figured out because my kid told me today that she was in the gym today. So that's out of the question. I was thinking that the gym wasn't being used, be a good time to do the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But It is winter is coming, so they got gyms being used.
Yeah, 4-H is using that as well.
And
so to Tony's point, maybe we can get it on the calendar for Thanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving break is tough, but definitely winter break.
To have something done to the gym floor.
Stripped and waxed.
Right, good.
We think we've talked about it previously.
We did some that last summer, didn't we?
Well, maybe the researcher can get back to us in the next meeting with her.
I'd be happy to at the beginning of summer.
We got plenty of time.
They did the normal routine during the summer. I'm not sure what that includes.
Yeah, that's true. But we'll come back to you with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the soccer field. What's going on with that? Looks a little toasty.
So I talked with Dave today. We reached out to Bob Williams at Watchdog about getting the contractors back over here to water the field. I know we are supposed to get some rain here in the next couple days, but we wanted to make sure that they weren't slacking. We want to make sure that field continues to get water. So, you know, we won't be signing off on the completion of the project until the weeds are gone out of the infield as well.
Okay. So how long are they on contract for that? Until we sign off?
That was my next question.
We retain a payment, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, they haven't received their final payment yet, so we wouldn't make that final payment until all the work is complete.
Perfect.
Good question. Anything else? Any other generic question?
No, just kudos, because it's been about 6 months since we all got our heads thrown on our rear ends with COVID and everything. I think everybody's done a good job. Look at where we are 6 months later is all the stuff we've done, all the things we've gotten through has been fairly impressive. So good job to everybody.
Got a great team.
You know, for as hectic as it has been, it seems like the 6 months has gone by pretty quickly. Especially when you can't go out to eat or do certain things that you're so immune to doing. So. Okay. Roger, do you don't have anything?
All right.
You can go home tonight?
Here's what?
So at this time, I'd like to enter or ask for a motion to enter executive session at 7:40 to discuss two legal matters.
Second.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's been moved by Kristen and seconded by
Roger.
Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried 5-0. We will briefly wait till the cameras are off. The cameras are off.
Hold on, I have to.
We got two handouts here.
Okay.
I give them a green light, and I declare open session at 8:03 PM. It's been a very productive meeting. Thank you everyone for coming in early to fill our workshop. Is there any other questions? Anything else coming before the board meeting? Have a good rest of your week. Welcome to October 2020. We'll see each other in a couple weeks. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment at 8:04.
Second.
Ooh. Yes. Roger and Anthony.
Thanks, Chris.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried 5-0. This meeting is adjourned.
Chris, you should get your phone done with that.